Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670, the Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years, baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a cheetah can run. And as far as I know, cheetahs are speedy.
I went ahead and broke the story on Twitter, and then, of course, had to write a story on the website at 670thescore.com.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I loved you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Bruce Levine is The Score's baseball expert, and he joins us at the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Bruce.
Morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. Interesting days on both sides of town. The White Sox are driving their Mercedes yesterday.
Oh, and, very nice.
Yeah, thank you. And obviously, we have a big day for, and hopefully a big year for the Chicago Cubs and their center fielder, Albert Amora. Where would you like to start?
Well, let's start with Yoan Moncada and the rumored contract extension and how close that could be and what that means for the future of this team.
Well, I mean, it certainly goes in the same direction as what Rick Hahn has been doing all along with this young group. And you know, we talked about it the other day, you know, the similarities between this and the Cleveland Indians and their dynasty back in the 1990s when they were a dominant team. And when you have a group of young players who are controllable and you sign them through their arbitration and free agent years, then you're showing not only a belief in what you got there, but the belief that you're going to be a championship caliber team. And also, more importantly, living in today's economics in baseball and being able to have that flexibility to keep moving forward and keep adding players.
And it's that atmosphere and that sort of environment that I think Dallas Keuchel endorsed when he signed with the White Sox and him coming over, Bruce, and you have a really interesting story on 670score.com. He wants to pitch for 10 more years. Now, that sounds ambitious. How about just the next five really being good, solid seasons of winning? And I think Sox fans would take that.
Right. But it shows you where his mentality's at, David. The idea that he's going to be around for a long time. We know he signed for 3 years, and I think they have an option on that. But, you know, just his winning mentality that he brings with him and the fact that he's, you know, so Burley-like and he's so Maddox-like in his process of pitching that you can envision him being successful for a longer period of time because he's not relying on velocity as the main component to what he does. So from all of that, I mean, he's already having an impact, you know, here on the younger people. But, you know, getting back to your point, I truly think that you're going to see Moncada get done here. And it's obviously, again, going to be the biggest contract in White Sox history. This one's going to be the first one that has $100 million plus on it in Chicago White Sox history.
Watched Nicky Delmonico yesterday. He went 3-for-3, and he's making a push for that last roster spot. And you also mentioned Mercedes. You're in Mercedes with that tape measure homer. he's making a push for that final roster spot. How many guys are in the mix for that? Is it going to be a third catcher? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, it's too, you know, the latter. It's
yeah.
too early, you know. But I mean, they're good names. And Delmonico has changed his – I mean, he's a much different-looking guy. He's added some bulk to his body. And, you know, he's a guy that was a great story, came back from, you know, illnesses and injury, then got released again by the White Sox, signed back up with them. So always an interesting story, interesting guy to talk to. But I think, you know, on February 24th, guys, it's just, you know, we have a month to go. So I think it's too early to say. Mercedes is an interesting story in itself, released a couple times, picked up by the White Sox, 27 years old, huge power. If you look at his power numbers from last year in two different organizations, you know, the home run percentage is off the chart. So he's going to be an interesting guy to follow at AAA.
Bruce, 43-minute first inning for the Cubs Mariners, and it's 16-12, and you groan through it. Albert Almora homered, went 4-for-4. We talked about the changes to his approach. Is David Ross back today, or is this flu going to keep him out another one?
He was actually back yesterday. So two guys had live BPs yesterday, Darvish and Kimbrel. And in the early morning part of the session, David Ross was not there, but he did appear in full uniform for these two particular workouts. And I think he's going to be back today full throttle. He was still a little bit weak and dealing with this flu that has taken Quintana down as well. We'll have to have a report later in the day as to whether he's back. He's missed almost 3 days now with this flu. So, yeah, I think he's going to be back and chomping at the bit to manage his first spring training game, first game ever.
When we talk about those two guys, I watched some of that bullpen session online, and it was interesting. I thought Kimbrel looked real good, and, you know, we know, is more comfortable than ever and willing to be the opening day starter if he's asked to.
You know, it's nice that you throw that carrot out there for me, Mike, because I think he is the opening day starter.
Hmm.
David Ross mentioned about 5 days ago that when I asked him about what are the characteristics of your opening day starter, and he goes, well, you know, we have a couple of variables. Obviously, been there, done it before. That's Lester, of course. But more importantly, who was the most dominant guy last year? You know, who pitched the best last year? So I think he was alluding to the fact that Darvish is the guy you want to make 34 starts. You can't go wrong with Lester, but if you set it up properly and you look at it the way you want to, you can have Darvish opening up in Milwaukee, and you can have John Lester open up in Chicago at Wrigley Field.
You know, we talked during the 5 at 5, Bruce, about just Darvish's, just his overall relaxed demeanor and how that has helped him translate on the mound. He just seems more comfortable. He's still kidding around. Has he become a go-to guy in the clubhouse? And how do you explain that?
Just comfortability, not having to carry $122 million on his back. We've seen it before. We saw it with Hayward. We saw it with Lester the first year that he was with them in 2015. There was uncomfortable moments for him to begin that year. So, you know, just moving somewhere else and the expectations of living up to $100 million plus contracts, just it's too heavy on guys. They try to do too much. And I think that was the case with Darvish, who admitted, you know, that he was hurt most of that first year, and certainly into the second year a little bit, still wasn't feeling right. And you saw the results in the second half when he says that that's the healthiest he's been in 3 years. As a more dominant pitcher you could not find in the National League last year in the second half of the season. So you're right, the relaxed demeanor, the kidding around. I mean, he is as comfortable can be, and a fun guy to be around. They all enjoy Darvish in their clubhouse.
When we talk about the changes to the game, Bruce, how, you know, when you think about the idea of bringing in a reliever that has to finish the inning, or bringing in a reliever that has to face three batters, How will that change the way managers go about it? Have you looked at it at all? And, you know, especially with like a lefty specialist, if you come in and you don't get the out, are we going to see more intentional walks than ever?
It's a real dumb idea, first of all, isn't it? I mean, what sense does it make? It's against, it's alien to everything baseball, where your manager runs that game. And the rule is, you know, you want to match up best. You know, just picture this happening in the ninth inning, where you have a pitcher in there and you have a matchup, and then, you know, the other team brings in their best left-handed hitter, and you can't match up. Or in the eighth inning is a setup. So I hate the rule, and I don't think it's going to last long. That said, you know, we have to deal with it right now. And when you look at it and you say, well, now I have to start saving my better setup men. I can't use them in the sixth and seventh inning. I'm just going to have to go right ahead and save them for the eighth. So in essence, you're almost, you know, begging to have a second closer who can just wipe people out. You know, if you look at the White Sox, they have their closer and now they have Bummer, you know, for maybe one or one and two thirds innings to set that game up. So you don't have to worry about matchups. He's going to pitch, you know, a strong inning or strong inning and two thirds to get out of the inning. You can bring obviously the guy in with one out and he pitches the rest of the way. You know, if a guy gets hurt or, you know, something like that happens. But it's a big can of worms.
It's a pace of play thing, right? I mean, isn't it? You don't want to put three or four pitchers in, and it's gotten so specialized that I think they're trying to speed up the game, right?
Yeah, but you really want to impact the game that much by speeding it up? You know, I mean, by changing things that you know are the essence of the game, and that a team and a manager could lose a game because he's not able to bring in the pitcher he wants at that moment. You know, for me, I hate it. But, you know, we will live with it, see how it transpires here and move on. But, you know, I think after a while they're going to say enough teams lose games because they have to keep a pitcher in there. You're going to see him go to the general manager's meetings next year or the year after and try to change.
Where are you headed today, Bruce? Going to see John Lester pitch?
Yeah, I'm going to the Sox in the morning, then come back and watch John Lester pitch and keep Ron Coomer company. You know, somebody has to do that job on a daily basis. When they're not doing the broadcast, you know, I'm a co-host. So we have a lot of fun. I wish we could record some of those.
You should do that.
Podcast them, you know, but you can't. You know, they're not proper.
Careful, Marquis, I want to mic you up.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You got to be careful. Thanks, all right, Bruce. Thanks,
guys,
buddy.
Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.